Errors, incompetence, and system failures led to the early release of nearly 3,000 Washington prison inmates, resulting in two deaths. That's the conclusion of an investigative report released Thursday. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has details on the findings.
This investigation was conducted by two former federal prosecutors at the behest of Governor Jay Inslee. One of them is Carl Blackstone. He says a series of factors contributed to the Department of Corrections not fixing the sentencing error when it was first flagged back in 2012. They include bad legal advice, indifference to public safety, bureaucratic inertia.
And the list goes on and on and on. That's incompetence. Again, it's not intentional. It's not malicious. It was just a calamity of errors.
Inslee compared the early releases to a prison break.
When somebody's climbing over the wall, you know, we'd send the bloodhounds for him and pull the fire alarm. That did not happen here. And it's inexcusable.
Inslee says he's preparing to take personnel action against individuals at the Department of Corrections, but offered no details. Already, three state officials have resigned, including the Secretary of Corrections. Senate Republicans immediately pronounced the investigation incomplete. Senator Mike Patton chairs the Senate Law and Justice Committee. He feels the governor's investigation is letting former top officials off the hook.
So many of these things, it's the frontline people that kind of get thrown under the bus. And while they have some culpability and responsibility, I think there's more to the story than that.
Patton is leading a separate investigation into the early releases and holding hearings. The report by the governor's investigators does make several recommendations. They include appointment of an outside monitor to oversee a restructuring of IT governance at the Department of Corrections, also the creation of a DOC ombudsman position so employees have somewhere to go to express their concerns. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.